Hello, I'm Hope.
And I'm Isabel, and you're listening to Far Beyond,
the podcast where we delve into enigmatic stories from the past. What will we be talking about today, Isabel? It's been so long.
Oh, it has been so long. Great to be back. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about sleep and a place called Sleepy Hollow. Not maybe the Sleepy Hollow you're thinking of.
I'm thinking of Johnny Depp.
Yeah, no Johnny Depp, this, unfortunately. First, I think we should just touch on sleep in general, because it's something that is really present in like a ton of folklore and tales and fairy tales and Greek myths. Like, as humans, we've always had this fascination with just sleep, right? And dreams.
It's magical.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. They've always been this kind of mysterious, magical thing. And it goes back to like Sleeping Beauty and Snow White. Mm-hmm. And this idea of like everlasting sleep too, like characters falling asleep and never waking up.
Yeah, because we lose all control when we go to sleep. We just sort of expect to wake up and we don't really freak out about it, but it's just loss of control, entire control.
Yeah. And then you have dreams happening too, which are just
unpredictable,
unexplainable,
and weird,
and have probably influenced like so much of human society.
Yes.
And formed it, you know, people having crazy dreams and being like, that was God. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Shamans like having visions and stuff. I think I've seen something. There was a great bird and it lifted the earth up out of the darkness. And that's how we were born as humans. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think sleep has been like just crazy powerful in a weird way in our society. And it goes back to like Hypnos was the god of sleep in the Iliad. And he was praised as like a bringer of peace and like an escape from horrors. So you have sleep in that sense where it's like calming and going to be an escape from reality and entering this dream state. And then you have characters that will fall asleep for a long time and, you know, and it's like, what realm are they going into? So considering that sleep's such a big deal, in 2013, everyone in the world was kind of freaking out about this little town called Kalichi in Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. Okay, I don't remember this.
So, in March 2013, all the way to 2015, this town, all these people were falling asleep.
Oh, like and narcolepsy? No one could
almost, but pets were falling asleep, children were falling asleep, adults.
For how long? Like, let's get some context.
Just like long naps. Like, people would fall asleep for like 3 hours. Wake up, not remember falling asleep, and then they would report these really weird hallucinations. Like,
oh.
A lot of the children of Kalachi reported seeing winged horses and snakes in bed.
That is so cool.
Yeah, there'd be violent hallucinations, extended sleep periods, victims of the disease, as they called it.
Yeah.
Often felt hallucinations like a snail over their face.
Oh. Okay.
And
like suffocation, like nightmares.
Yeah.
Ooh, weird.
It was so strange. And it affected 152 people.
Okay. And how many?
No one could figure out.
Was it a small town?
It was a really small, like, community.
Okay.
And people started nicknaming it Sleepy Hollow or Sleepy Valley. And they started nicknaming it Sleepy Hollow Disease. And a lot of times when you, like, see things like this, I think you assume like, oh, mass hysteria, which we talked about.
Yeah.
Kind of touched on in another episode.
In the dancing plagues. Yeah. I'm like, is that like
ergot? Pets were being affected as well.
Is it something in the water
and
then?
Pets. Well, that's, so the other, so some of the like theories were water poisoning.
Okay.
Alcohol poisoning, because they thought maybe they all drink bad vodka.
Including the cats.
Including the children and the cats. Yeah. Water poisoning.
We have fun here.
Or
it's a nice place in Kazakhstan. Yeah. Okay. So water, alcohol.
Yeah. Like a curse. That's my own theory.
Oh, like a witch curse or something?
Yeah, a witch curse.
Yes, we must bring witches into every episode of Far Beyond. They will weasel in.
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. They're always going to be there.
Okay, so
or witch curse. Radiation is the other.
Okay.
That's the other option.
Radiation. Was there a nuclear power plant around it?
So there is one nearby.
Oh. Well, mystery
here's the
solved.
Thing with this story. I feel like we should be really honest with our viewers.
Yeah.
Listeners, yeah. Not viewers.
We shouldn't hide the fact that there is a nuclear power plant right outside the village.
Yeah.
But that, you did that, say that it was going on for 2 years. And I would think immediately if I lived next to a nuclear power plant and weird stuff started happening, like a weekend, I would be like, it's probably the nuclear power plant. So like, why did it take so long? So you know what I mean? Like what
well, so this was that? The thing originally. So in 2015, the residents dubbed a Sleepy Hollow. First, they were relocated. So once they figured this out.
Okay.
But people that were hit by this bizarre sickness fell unconscious for days. Men also reported having like unusually high sex drives, which was just like
interesting,
really strange.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like baffled about what was causing these villagers to fall into this sleeping sickness.
Were there any
especially
deaths?
Children who just like the children especially like reported seeing bizarre images. Like I told you about the winged horses, snakes in bed. This yeah. other girl reported seeing an elephant trunk on her mother.
It sounds like they're taking some sort of hallucinogenic drug.
It does. Know? Yeah. And this boy imagined horses and light bulbs dancing around his head. So everyone was just kind of like wrote it off for a bit because they couldn't figure out in the first year they did radium testing because obviously of the uranium mines.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
the mass testing showed no significant amounts of radiation in households.
Was yeah. So they're like, okay, maybe it's not an obvious like chemical. Maybe it's not an obvious element that's making these people sick.
Yeah, and they were throwing out things like mass hysteria because of the pets. This is a quote from someone who owned a pet there. This is about their cat. He seemed to be foolish, throwing himself against the wall, cabinets meowing.
Okay, because I was going to say, wait a second, did the animals report visions? What visions were the animals seeing?
He tortured us until 3 a.m. They took him out to the veranda where there was a dog, so the marquee began to rush out.
Oh, what?
So it's just like this really like strange village. There, everyone's still living there for like 2 years, like you said.
Yeah,
they nickname it Sleepy Hollow disease,
and like nobody's okay. like actually dying. It's not like The Exorcist where they're starting they're to just, like murder each other. It's just sort of like everybody's
the men
tripping.
Are just really like sexually charged.
They're, yeah, romantic.
The children are having hallucinations. The pets are apparently torturing the owners, throwing themselves against the walls.
Yeah.
And everyone's
are just
falling
like,
asleep.
Well, we can't leave because we like it here. So.
Yeah,
because
it's so quaint in this little village in Kazakhstan.
Oh, my God.
That. Yeah. So this was kind of like recently, like it's just come out. This is the thing. Supposedly this is the case, but who knows? That it was indeed the uranium mines.
It was uranium that was doing it.
They think so. And they relocated 25% of the population.
Wait, so 70% of the population is still living there? Still having living dreams? Oh, so, that's amazing. I don't think I would
leave. When
I started
researching this and reading the original article, I had, like, the Wikipedia page. It's not very well done. I didn't realize it had been solved or so-called solved.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a fun little story.
It's a fun story because there's still people choosing to reside in this Live. Place, which, you know, the dream's fine. I think you're more in touch with your spirituality, whatever. But, like, long-term, that has to do some damage living next to a leaking uranium mine. I would just think, I'm not an expert, but part of me wants to run away from that, you know, just for health
reasons.
No, it's
kind of like, what is keeping 75% of the population.
I wonder there. If they like, are like addicted part... to dreaming now. I wonder if they're addicted to... Yeah,
I mean, this was kind of... I was like, this is such an interesting thing to be experienced. And it's like mass, you know?
Everybody's like going through it. It's not like you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you're schizophrenic, but like everybody around you is schizophrenic. So therefore your reality, even though it's not real, is real because your society is making it like an okay thing. Mm-hmm. Because think about the dinner parties they have. Like they're never going to run dry on things to talk about. What was your vision last night? Oh, I saw these jellyfish that were sitting around having tea together.
The kids are just like sat at the kids' table tripping out, being like, I see horses and light bulbs dancing around your head.
I bet they have the best art there. You know, like maybe it will become like a new Santa Fe, New Mexico of Kazakhstan, and everything is really like psychedelic and melty and rainbowy, but super original because it's like this is what the human brain sees when it has like done way too much uranium, and these are what these people are doing on canvases and everything. Yeah, that is that's interesting, but I do have to say, think about how many people have like used sleeping to escape and how many cultures have kind of viewed dreaming as a reality. So it's not like this is entirely new. It's just that in the modern age, we've kind of, you know, reduced dreaming to more of like a chemical occurrence that happens inside of our head. It's just like, okay, you go into REM and your brain shoots off electrical signals, and I'm oversimplifying this horribly, and then you construct a story that's just made up of like your memories or whatever. Because I feel like we've moved away from dream analysis and putting a lot of deeper meaning
of, like,
into the symbols.
Emphasis on dreaming.
Yeah, because I think it used to be something that was almost like prophetic.
100%.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, did you ever read those dream interpretation dictionaries?
Mm-hmm.
That like Carl Jung would write, like different psychologists would say, if you see a moon in your dream, it will represent this, or if you see a lake in your dream. So people were really, really into that. Like they saw dreaming as not an individualistic thing, more as like a connection thing into a higher realm where like one symbol was universal. It meant the same thing to everybody, like an umbrella sort of thing.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is like it wasn't just like it was psychologists and people that were finding meaning in dreams and trying to apply it like universally, which is kind of crazy. Like it wasn't just, you know,
what, like shamans and
yeah, like or like palm readers and like a fortune teller.
Yeah, they were scientists, yeah. Or like, yeah, I mean, quote unquote, like, not that I'm belittling Sigmund Freud or anything, but it's like, you know, they were trying to make psychology as scientific and didactic as it can be, because it's still pretty mysterious. Mm-hmm. I still am like very confused by dreaming, and I don't think we really know why we see the things that we see in our dreams. So I think they were just doing the best they could when they were interpreting them and trying to give them a lot of meaning. And like you said, I think that dreams also inspired quite a few like religious, like spiritual people to start like cults or different sects, because their dreams were so convincing that they were like, I have been visited by like God, I have been visited by a higher power, and now I am like the Messiah. Like there's so many accounts of visionaries.
I mean, yeah. Dreams, like prophecies, like I think it's been like everyone, like I'm sure even like you've had a dream, like I know I have had a dream where I'm like, whoa,
what, like deja vu,
or like,
or
yeah, or even like you have dreams of something and it can kind of like awaken you to like a different reality almost, or like something that you realize you want to do or want to accomplish, like,
oh.
Like even the word like dream itself, like we've embedded so much meaning into it, like
yeah, like the real, yeah, dream, like, like your life dream,
yeah, like what you want to do, like your passion, that's like your dream, and it's,
oh yes,
it's crazy how much like meaning it has in society.
It has, It's totally transformed, because the way that, like, you know, you open this podcast, immediately I'm thinking of, like, sleeping dreams, which, like, for me personally, most of my dreams are really bad, which is funny, but, like, I just tend to have nightmares, like, when I dream. So, but when I talk about, like, my dream in real life, it's amazing. It's, like, it's the embodiment of things that I want to accomplish, places I want to go, people I want to meet, but it's very different from the actual act of, like, what I see when I do, when I do the literal dream thing.
Which it's crazy that we've taken this word, like, dream, which is, like, sleeping, and as humans and society, like, we've, like, you know, given it this,
we've given it a positive connotation.
Yeah.
Yeah, as of now, for sure.
Because we were clearly just, like, so enraptured by dreams, like...
Well, yeah, so because it is so just sleeping all creative. The time. Well, and, you know, you don't really see those things. You're describing these images that these, like, normal people are seeing quite vividly, flying Pegasuses and the glowing light bulbs that are, like, actually there. It almost sounds like they're lucid dreaming, because to remember a dream that vividly, that doesn't happen very often. And if you're doing that quite... Like on the regular, that's a pretty cool experience. And this whole community is doing this, right? Like, whatever the radiation poisoning is, it's making it, like, a normal occurrence for these humans.
Mm-hmm.
I would be down for that. Like, I kind of understand. Like, I'm sure the world's judging them.
Far beyond to trip to Kazakhstan,
yes. Well, we have a couple stories, like, in Europe that we need to go, like, actually investigate in real life. We should probably end with Sleepy Hollow. And then we're never heard from again.
In case we never leave. Yeah.
It's worth it. It's worth it, man. You don't get it until you're here. You got to come to Sleepy Hollow. Jump on the dream
train.
Once
you sleep here, you'll never... be able to sleep anywhere else again.
Oh, you could start a really cool, like, hotel campaign ad, like, best dream sleep suites in, wherever.
In Kazakhstan.
Dude, this is going to sound really bad. Where is Kazakhstan in relation to other countries?
In relation to the world?
Yeah.
It is, like, so, like, near Russia...
Okay, so, like, Eastern Europe?
Soviet. Yeah, Eastern.
Gotcha. No, that would be super fun to go visit that place. I hope that the people are doing okay, because I know a little bit about radiation poisoning and, like, the long-term effects that it has in regards to cancer. So, it's just really interesting that they were allowed to stay, because I'm pretty sure people, like, in Chernobyl, I think governments will sometimes force people to leave just because they know that, you know, everybody's going to die super early. It's just, it's genuinely bad.
It is bad.
Yeah. So like, maybe their government is
on a more
just...
real note, where, because I know we're talking, we're like, oh, it's so fun. That does suck that they're all getting
poisoning. Yes, exactly. So I'm just like, I want to do more research on this now, because it's just like, how is this going on in the world? How did I not know about this? I don't think many people have heard of this story. It's just so crazy and obviously, like, inspired by a fairy tale or a myth. This sounds like something I would read
in
like the Brothers Grimm. Yes. And so out of the three brothers who went to Sleepy Hollow, only one emerged into the real world again, and the three remain in their dream states.
Yeah, like, it is so crazy. Like, when I first read it too, I was like, immediately, like, you know, remnants of, like, oh, Brother Grimm. Like, imagine someone wandering into this town and everyone's just falling asleep, and
the pets
are acting super weird, and and even like Snow White or something. Like, you could totally put something like that in the context of, like,
Or Sleeping Beauty, like, you know,
Sleeping Beauty,
and falling into that, like, catalyst where, like, they're happy and they're not aging, but they're totally, they're totally just out of it, you know, like, they're not taking
part in the world. Snow
White
could totally be in Kazakhstan, just falling asleep, tripping out.
Having, like, a good time.
The dwarves, everything's a hallucination.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that would be so meta, like an Inception thing. Okay. Yeah. Well, not to spoil anything for you guys, but there will be a forthcoming episode where we delve further into this. I think For context, everyone, Isabel is in New York. This is our first remote recording of the podcast. We're separated by millions of miles and, you know, walls and so many barriers. But I'm in South Dakota.
We still made it through.
It's still found a way to record. We still found a way. Yes, yeah. It turns out technology can handle distance. So we're keeping up with the times.
What a discovery we've made.
In 2022, we're like, I think we can like talk to each other.
FaceTime.
We can FaceTime and record, and it can sound amazing. Maybe. If you guys go onto the podcast Instagram, you'll see my studio. It's pretty bad. I have blankets that I've tied to the lights from the ceiling, and then I've nailed the sides of the blankets to the walls to kind of catch the echo reverb sort of thing. So we're hoping that the quality of this podcast is still up to par, up to our normally super high standards, because we do take recording seriously here at Far Beyond Industry. And
normally we're in a professional studio, so it's
actually no difference for us. Normally Isabel's dad is an awesome musician / recording studio person, so we have like this amazing like world-class studio that we just stumbled upon, and now we're just like in our personal spaces
and now
chilling
I have
on a Sunday
over my TV in my living room.
Well, so my next plan is to get a tent and then cover the tent with a big blanket and then get inside the tent and record inside of it.
That's fun.
If the reverb for this is bad.
I'm just going to fill my room with pillows, and then I'll just be sat in the middle holding the mic.
Yes, exactly. Just duct tape the pillows to your walls. They can be your fake foam board things. Rounding back to this Kazakhstan town and the Sleepy Hollow curse, out of the water, alcohol, witch, or radiation, I know we always kind of choose which one we think is most likely at the end of each episode. I'm going to have to go with the witch curse, but that's not because I don't believe in the radiation poisoning. I'm saying that somebody in the town probably did something to make a witch angry. I would need to research more to make a more accurate and specific diagnosis, and she then caused the radiation to leak out over the town. If anybody's seen Disney's Once Upon a Time, that's basically what happened. It's like this force field, like, area.
Once Upon a Time is a great resource.
Yeah. Is that where you got some of your information from?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's where I get so much of my information from.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in this, in folk and fairy tales in general, Once Upon a Time, awesome place to go. ABC company. So that's what I think happened.
It's a great documentary series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think once again this has a witch at the core of the story. And what do you think, Isabel? What's the answer to this? What's causing the sleeping curse?
Alcohol poisoning. I just think that is somehow hilarious. I think everyone is just having like a healthy little amount of
alcohol, because maybe like the water's not safe because of the radiation, so they're deciding to drink vodka.
So they had to drink vodka.
Okay, and they're getting.
But then the witch cursed the vodka.
Oh really? Oh god, that's nasty. That's so nasty.
It goes very deep.
They have like no choice then. So your vodka and your what else are you gonna drink? Wow. Okay. I don't envy these people. I envy their dreams, but. Moral of the story, do not mess with the witch ever. We're going to be putting this on our 2024 world tour bucket list. We'll head to Kazakhstan and interview some of the people there, and maybe we'll even get to find the witch too. I don't know. I don't think any reporter has gone over to this part of the world, so we'll delve in and do something a bit more in-depth in person. We just weren't able to for this episode, but next season, everybody. Look forward to that.
Watch out. Let us know what crazy dreams you've had.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.
Check us out on the Far Beyond Instagram or email us at farbeyondpod@gmail.com. Bye, everyone.